You're holding Perek Chof Dalet, Mishnayis Kalim, Mishnah Vov. Sholosh Besisoyus Hain. There are three different types of stands. You use something for a stand to put something on top of it. Three different halachas. Shlefnei Hamit, the stand that you have in front of a bed, and there is still like a stool. You step on it, you put your feet on it. Shlefnei Seifrim. Seifrim, people that write. Seifrim, he puts his feet on these things while he's writing. Talachras Tamei Medris. This is also called Mekabel Tumas Medris. It's called Royal Yeshiva. Vishel Dufaki. Let's say the stand that's in front of a table. That on top of this table they put the food. So Tamei Tumas Medris. That's Mekabel Tumas Medris. It has a loch of a kli. It's not called Royal Yeshiva, but it's called a kli. It's Mekabel Tumas Medris. Vishel Migdol. A little type of a tower. A little type of a stand that's made in the form of a tower. Torah Miklum, it's not Makabel Tum at all, it doesn't have a Shem Kli on it. Mishnah Zayin, Shalosh Pinkinsoyas Hain. There are three different type of writing boards. A pink is like some of a board that you write on. Hoa Pipoirin is Temeya Medris. That's a little type of a chair that you could fold, and they put things on top of it. For the mice, it's fit to sit on. Therefore the Lachar is Tomei Medris, Makabel Tumas Medris. Vishieshpo Beskilbul Shav, let's say a little department there that you could store the wax over there, what you write on. Send alochriz, Tomei Medris, Makabel Tumas Medris, it's called the Kli. But it's not fit to sit on, so it's not really Tumas Medris. Vechaluka os flat board, that's Torah Miklum, that's Torah, it's not called the Kli, it's not Makabel Tumas at all. Yeah, Mishnah Ches, Shalosh Mito is saying there are three different types of beds. Po Asuy L'Shchiva, bed that's made to lie on, to sleep on, so Pshita, that's Temeya Medris, that's Makabel Tumas Medris. Veshel Zagonim, a type of a bed that the glassware people, dealers, use, that they store their glass on it, so that's called the Kli, so Temeya Tumas Medris, Makabel Tumas Medris at least. Veshel Sragim, a type of a bed that's used to weave things on. It's not Makabel Tumah, it's not called the Kli, it's not Mishtamish Adam, it's only used to weave things on, therefore it's not Makabel Tumah. Mishneh Tes, Sholosh Mashpelos Hein, there are three types of baskets, like waste baskets that you put things in. Shel Zevel, a big basket that you put the manure in, that you put out, take out to the fields. So Temeya Medris, that's Makabel even Tumas Medris, because it's fit to sit on. The opening is not on top, it's on the side. You can sit on it, it's even Makabel Tumas Medris. Shel Tevin, his basket is a little bit smaller. If you take out the straw, you collect the straw in. That's only Temeya Tumas Medris. It's only Makabel Tumas Medris. It's not Makabel Tumas Medris, because the opening is on top. Therefore, you cannot sit on it until you get up. You have to use it. So it's not Makabel Tumas Medris. Only Makabel Tumas Medris. It's called a Kli. V'yaha Puchlots Shel Gemalim, the type of baskets that you put on top of a camel, that you store your merchandise, you carry the merchandise on top of the camel. Toy Miklum, it's not called the Kli, it's Torah Legamri, because it has a lot of holes in it. It's not Makabel anything, therefore it doesn't have a Shivas of a Kli, it's a Torah Miklum. Mishnah Yud, Shloisha Mafotzim Hain, there are three different type of reed mats. A mat made out of reed. Also, Lishivas, the mat is made to sit on, then it's even Makabel Tomei Medris, even Makabel Tumas Medris. Shel Tzaboyim, if the dye, people that dye clothing, they put the clothing then on top of this tzaboyim, on top of this mat, is Tomei Tumas Medris, it's Makabel Tumas Medris, it's called the Kli. V'shalgitas, though, the mats that are put down in front of the vats that to cover up the grapes, are then Torah Miklum, it's not Makabel Tumas, it's not called the Kli, it's not Mishtamish Adam, it's Torah Miklum. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Shalosh Chamosos, there are three type of skin bottles, that are leather, v'sholosh turmlin hain, and there are three types of leather bags, the geatichus tumma. That's hamakablam kishir, if they're big enough to makabel the shear that we had before in the Mishnah Perichov, which the size there was supposed to be of, for a bottle, it should be the size of 7 kabin, and for a leather bag, it should be the size of 5 kabin. Senelocher, if they're that big, then Temeya Medris, they're that big enough that you could even sit on them, it's Makabel Tumas Medris. Vishayna Makabel Kashir, if they're not that big, it's smaller, therefore it's not fit to sit on, So then the locker is Tamei and Tamei Meis on the Mekabel Tumas Meis. Vishal Or HaDog, and if the flasks are made from the skin of fish, locker is Tor Miklum, it's not called the Kli. Anything that's made out of fish is not Mekabel Tumah, it's not called the Kli. Your Mishnah Yud Beis, Shloi Sha'ira Sam, there are three different types of skins. Also, if you have a skin, a leather, that's made to spread out on, and to sit on it, so then the locher is a tummy medrus, to see the makabal tumas medrus. Let's say this skin is made to wrap around kalim, like to cover up kalim with it, to watch the kalim, then the locher is tummy tummy mesis, makabal tumas mesis, called the kli. And since you wrap it around the kli, that's considered like the base kibbul, it's makabal tumas mes. Bisharitsuais v'sol sandolim. If you have the skin that's such just made to make straps out of it, or to make like skin you cut down to make shoes out of them, then locher is tor miklum. It's since it's not made into the kli yet, it's mechusam lochom. It's not called the kli yet, and therefore it's not mekabel tuma at all. Mishnah Yud Gimel Shloisha sadinim hein. There are three different type of sheets. There's a sheet also a shchiv that's made to sleep on, a regular sheet. That's Tumah Medrus, Mekabel Tumas Medrus. Levila, the sheet that you make to hang up like for a curtain by a door, then Tumah Tumah Meis, Mekabel Tumas Meis, it's not really to sit on, but it's Mekabel has a shame Kli. More says, because sometimes you wrap yourself in it, so it's called the Kli. Vishel Tsuras, if the sheet just has designs on it, it's made just look out to nice designs, then Tumah Meklum, it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's not called the Kli. Mishnah Yudalad. Shalosh mitfachay sein. There are three different type of towels. I think that you a towel that you wrap yourself with. Shal yadayim, a towel that you use to wipe your hands with. Tamei medrus, that's even makabel to mis medrus, because sometimes you put it on your chair, you sit on it. Shal svarim, that the barber uses, type of a towel the barber puts around you. That's tamei to mis, it's makabel to mis meis, but there it's not fit to sit on. It's makabel to mis medrus. Since a person uses it, it's called a kli. Vishal tachruch, this towel that used to wrap things around. Some say it's tachricha for mace. Or else vishal nivle b'nei levi. That levi used these towels to wrap around their flutes in them. Is tara miklum, that's not called a kli. Some said of shata, since these kelim are also b'hano, therefore it's not called a kli. It's called a kli of hegdish or a mace. Therefore it's not makabel tuma. Mishnah tezvov. Shloisha praklinim hein. There are three different type of gloves, things that you wrap your hands around with. That shel tzaydei chayiv yoif, that the hunters that capture animals or birds. So these gloves are tamei medrus, even makabel tumas medrus. But sometimes the hunters lean on them. See if what's called the royal medrus is makabel tumas medrus. Shel chagovim, people that go to capture grasshoppers. Senlochers tamei tamei meis. On these type of gloves, they don't lean on them, but they store their grasshoppers in it, therefore it's called the kli, it's makabel tumas meis. Shel kayotzim, the gloves that people use when they cut down the figs to dry them out, to protect their hands from the dirt or from the thorns, so those type of gloves, torah meklum, it's not called the kli, it's torah. And some say, since it's only meant to use just to protect your hands, it's not really a beged, therefore it's not makabel tumah at all. Yemishneh tezayin. Sholosh svochis hein. There are three type of hair nets that the lady puts on top of the head. Shel yalda, from a young girl, temeya tumas medrus. That's something soft that you could sit on, and therefore it's makabel, even it's makabel tumas medrus. Shel skena, from an older lady, that's not meant to sit on anymore, but it's called the kli, therefore temeya temeya mace, it's makabel tumas from a mace. But the type of a net that they put over the hair when they go outside, then Torah Meklum, that's not called the Kli at all. They don't sit on, it's not called the Kli, it's not chosh enough of a beged, therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Yeah, Mishnah Yudzayin. Sholosh Kupesein, there are three different type of baskets, and that's Mehumar Shetlu Yala Briya. You have a basket that had like a hole there, and they put a patch over it to patch up. So the locher is hochen achra briya. We go after the ikar part of the basket itself. And therefore, if that part of the basket was tamei, the whole basket is tamei. But if that part of the basket, the briya, the healthy part of it, is torn, then even though the patch you put in now is tamei, is like bottle to the kli, it becomes tohor. Ketano al hagdol. Let's say you put a small basket that onto a big basket, and they're both healthy or they're both blue, is the same thing. Go after the bigger basket. If that's tome, they're both tome. If that's tor, they're both tor. What's going to be hoyu shofis? That's that the two baskets were equal. Then hocho achra pinim. You go bust to the inner one. The inner one, that's the ikka basket, whatever that is. If it's tome or tor, that's the loch of both of them. Rabbi Shimon says, kaf moiznaim. If you have a scale, a weight scale, shetluya al shuli hamechem. Again, shetloya al shuli hamechem, that you're hanging this scale on the bottom of a mechem of the water kettle. So, mibifnim, if it's hanging inside, then tomei. Notice if the scale is tomei, and the mechem, the water kettle, is tor, but if the scale is in the inside, then you go bosa the pnim, then even the mechem, even the water kettle also becomes tomei. Tomei mibachutz, let's say the scale is on the outside, and the water kettle is on the inside, that's tor, then tor, it all remains tor. Tluyatzid, let's say it's hanging on the side, let's say the scale is on the side of the mechem, then beimim b'fnim, beimim b'chutz tor, whether it's the inside or the outside, the mechem is the ikur and not the scale, and therefore the whole thing remains tor. Because we're talking about that the mechem is a bigger kli, it's a bigger kli, therefore you go boss at the bigger kli, and that's tor, it all remains tor. Perek Chofei, Mishnalef. Kol ha-kelim, all type of kelim utensils, yesh lem acharayim v'toich. The separate loch is about if the tome touched the outside of the kli, or whether the tome touched the inside of the kli. To go in cases like hakorim, like mattresses, v'aksosos and pillows, v'asakim and sacks, v'amartzufim, and leather bags. So talking about in the case, well, let's say mashkim tameim touch these kelim. Halacha is mashkim tameim is only mekatame kelim midrabbonin. Therefore, the rabbonin made heker if the mashkim only touches the outside of the kli, only the outside of the kli remains tamei and not the inside. If the mashkim touches the inside of the kli, then the whole thing becomes tamei. But if it only touched the outside of the kli, that's the halacha. Only the outside is tamei and not the inside. Since it's only tamei with the rabbonin made a heker. Divrei Reb Yehuda, these are the words of Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir, Reb Meir says, Kol sheyesh loy toivrois. Any kli that has loops, like you put something through it, so then there's a difference between the inside and the outside. Sheyesh loy acharayim, but it has this separate locha between the outside or the inside of the kli. But the kol sheyesh loy toivrois, any kli that does not have loops, doesn't have room to go around it, then you can't tell the difference what's the inside, what's the outside. Ein loy acharayim b'teir, it doesn't have any difference. Either way, with the kabel tuma, both will become tummy. Since like it's interchangeable, you can turn it inside out, it's not nickel, what's the inside, what's the outside, they're always both tummy. Ha'ashuch on the table, v'yaldul faki, it's a small table, a three-legged table, yesh lo acharayim b'teir, it has a difference between, on the top of the kli, that's called like the teich, and the bottom of the kli, that's called the outside. Divrei Reb Yehuda, these are the words of Reb Yehuda. Maybe Meir or Meir says, no, ain't lem achrayim, doesn't make a difference between the outside. It's all the same, therefore they're always mekabel tuma. V'chein, the same machlokes applies also to a tavla board. Shein le lizbe, does not have any rims around it. The same machlokes between the man of Yehuda, whether it's called, it has a teich and an achrayim, it has both, and therefore it has the chluk edinim, or no, it's simply like it's always called the teich, there's no achrayim, and therefore, whatever each side that's makabel tuma, automatically both of them become tummy. The emission of bays. Hamarda, that's the a handle of a plow. So, yesh le acharayim b'teich. It also has the loch, there's an inside part to it, and there's an outside part to it. If the outside is makabel tuma, only the outside is tuma, not the inside. Now, where's the inside, where's the outside? It's a handle. So, the Mishnah says, mi shiva lecharcho. From 7 tefachim within where the charcher is. Now the charcher, that's one side of this mardaya, of this handle. That one side of it has like a nail on it, a mesamer, that they use it to lead the animal, to make the animal go. So on that side of the mardaya, from 7 tefachim, from the end, to the first 7 tefachim, That's called Torah. That's called like inside the Kli. And seven Tefachim further out of that is called Chutz, called outside. And Me'arbo LeDarbon. Four Tefachim on the other side of this Maradam, which is the Darbon, that's like a sharp side, a little bit like a knife that they use to cut the grass or cut the things that stop the plow. So from that side of this Madeya, the first four Tefachim is considered like the inside of the Kli. And past that is called like the outside of the Kli. And therefore the Mashkin Timayim only touch after four tefachim, only that part is tamei, not the first four tefachim, not the inside. But if the mashkim touch the inside of the kli, means the first four tefachim, or by the sides of the charcha, the first seven tefachim, then the whole thing becomes tamei. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Amar Meir says, "Ein lev." No, there's no difference. There's no toich and there's no acharayim because there's one long board over here. Lehusku abov v'shiv elu l'shirayim. It's halacha whether it's four tefachim or seven tefachim, but they're only said if the kli breaks and you have something left over of it. So therefore, if there's four tefachim left over on the pointy side, that's still called the kli, or seven tefachim left over on the other side where the nail is, then that's called the kli. But when the kli is shalem, there's no terch, there's no acharayim, it's just one kli. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Midas Yayin, a measuring cup that you use to measure wine, b'shemen, or to measure oil. V'zoim listero, that's like a spoon or ladle that you take out from the soup, that on one side takes out the soup, and on one side takes out the meat, like a fork on one side. U'masanene shacharglo, some mustard sieve, where you let the seeds go through, you sift out the mustard. U'mashamere shoyayin, or what you sift out, the wine. So these kelim yeshlem acharayim b'toich. They also have the lach like before that if the mashkim tumeim touch the outside of the kli, only the outside is tummy, not the inside. If it touches the inside of the kli, then ultimately becomes tummy. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says ein lev. No, there's no difference. There's no toich and there's no acharayim here. Any part of the kli that's mekabel tuma, automatically the whole kli becomes tummy. And some say the reason is because the main use of these kelim is for liquid, and liquid gets stuck equally both inside and outside. Therefore, there's no difference between the inside and the outside. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Yeshlem, yes, again, you have the difference between, there is a difference between the inside and the outside, and therefore, Nitum Machreim, if the Mashkin Temeim only touch the outside of the Kli, the Locher is then Mashre, but Toichem Tor, whatever's inside, remains Tor. But for Tzarek Lahatful, you have to be Toivul, the Kli. In other words, only the inside, what's inside the kli, according to him, is not makabel tumah. But the kli itself becomes completely tamei, that you have to be toivol the whole kli. The Mishnah Dalet, haroiva v'chatzi haroiva. You have this kli, a measuring cup, that has two parts to it. One part is only a revius of a kav, and the other part is a half of a kav. A revius of a kav, it's a half of a litro, and right next to it is a chatzi kav. So lachor is nitma haroiva. If the part that has the quarter of a kav becomes tamei, lenitma chatzi haroiva, the other part that measures the half of a roiva does not become tamei. In other words, it's sitted like two separate kelim, even though really it's like one big kli, just as a dividing part in between them. Still, it's sitted like two separate kelim. What's going to be nitma chatzi haroiva if the part that only has the measurement of the half of a roiva is makabel tumah? Lenitma roiva, the part that has a quarter is not makabel tumah. Omru lefnei Rabbi Kiva, they said in front of Rabbi Kiva, like the Tamidim, yes, Rabbi Kiva, hoyil v'chatzi haroiva, acharayim l'roiva. In other words, the main kli there is the roiva, that measures a quarter of a kav. That's the main kli. And the other kli that only measures a half of a roiva, that's like the secondary to it. So it comes out, hoyil v'chatzi haroiva is really only the back, is the acharayim to the roiva. If so, kli shenitma teicha, kli at the inside, when the roiva becomes tamayim, lenitma achura, shouldn't the other kli next to it, shouldn't the chatzi roiva, shouldn't that also be mekabel tumah? Sakam you say, if the roiva becomes tamay, the other one does not become tamay, why not? The chura, the chatzi roiva, should be like the charayim, the back of the roiva, should also become tamay. Omalehem, so the kiva said back to them, shokas koinmani, like how do you know which kli became first? How do you know the roiva is the ikka and the chatzi roiva is the outside? Maybe it's the opposite way. Oishem or roiva acharayim lachatzi roiva. Maybe the opposite way. Maybe the one that measures the revius is an acharayim the back, the one that measures the chatzi of the revius. And therefore, klisha nitma churov lenitma toichai.
the kli that's only metamba tumah from the outside is not metamba the inside of the kli. And therefore, menas sofid, we go to kula here. Because since anywhere this tumas mashk, we're talking about zonah tumah midrabanan, therefore you have a right to go to kula here.
Yeah, Mishnah, hey. Nitma harayva, let's say this kli, the measuring of the quarter of the lug, became tumah, the inside of it was makabal tumah, the mashk and tumim came inside of it. Salachar is haroiva, this part of the kli, the achur of the outside of it is also tumim. That's the loch of the mashkin goes inside, both the inside and the outside is tummy. But chatzi roiva, the kli next to it, when it has a half of this quarter of a lug, the achurv and the back of it, both turim, it's like a separate kli, that kli is not makabotum. What's going to be nitma chatzi roiva? Let's say the mashkin tumeim goes inside this side of the kli of the half of the quarter of the lug measuring. So the loch is then chatzi roiva, the achurv tumeim, true, that kli with the outside of it, both become tamei, because that's halacha. If mashkim tameim go inside the kli, both the inside and the outside is tamei. But haroiva v'achayrav tairim, the measuring of the quarter of the lug, the ikka kli, inside and the outside of it, both remain tairim. Nitmo achurei haroiva, what's going to be if the outside of the kli of the roiva becomes tamei? So halacha is that achurei chatzi haroiva tairim, that the outside of the other kli, the chatzi roiva, even though they're attached, it ksinid mamash like two separate kelim, and even though the back of the roiva becomes tamei, but the back of the chatzi roiva does not become tamei, that remains tor. These are Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. The chom and the chom say, ein cholkin es hagabayim, you can't make a difference between the back of them. And therefore, when one is mekabel tuma, automatically the other one is also mekabel tuma. Okay, shumatfil, when you have to be toivel this kli, the locher is matfil this kli, you have to be toivel the whole thing, because the mice said is like one big kli, and then the mikvah only helps if you toivel the whole kli together. The Mishnah of kane kelim, that's the base of a kli, of utensil, the yognehem, that's the sides of it, the rim of it, the yoznehem, the hanger, the ear, meaning the hanger of the kli, the yodos akelim and the handle of the kelim hamekablim, that these things, and this kli has a kabbalah, has a teich to it, it's mekabel. Shenof lalei a mashkim, if the mashkim tumeim fell on one of these things, not on the kli itself, not on the outside of the kli, but on the base, or on the rim, or on the handle, or the hanger of it. So locher is, shenof lalei a mashkim, the locher is menagmin, this have to dry off this mashkim vein terim, and the remain tor, because it's not mekabel, the kli is not mekabel tumah from this. But v'shar kol kelim, all other types of kelim, shein lema achrayim b'toyach, they don't have an inside to it, that there's no difference between the inside and the outside, it's only like one kli. Then the locher is, shenoflu mashkin al mitzosai, if some mashkin tmeim fell in any part of this kli, whether it's the inside or the outside of it, then the locher is kula tamei. The whole kli is mekabel tumah. And like the Mishnah explains, kli though, shenitmu achurav b'mashkin, but let's say regular kli, that has an inside and an outside to it, and on the outside falls on its mashkim, that's tamei. So locher is medirabonin, achur of tamei, only the back of it is mekabel tumah. But teicha, the inside of the kli, the ogna and the rim of the kli, the ozna and the hanger of the kli, the yodav and the handle of the kli, term, they remain tor. Again, we're talking about again the whole sugya is mashkim, tamei, masoni, metam of the kli medirabonin, and therefore the rabbonin made this heker. But nitmu teich, let's say the mashkim tumeim fell inside the kli, then the locher is kula tumah, the whole kli is mekabel tumah. But again, the chiddush of the Mishnah was that in such a kli that has a teich and an achurav, if the mashkim tumeim only fall on the kane hakli, the base of the kli, or on the rim, or on the ears, the hanger, or the handle, that it is not mekabel tumah, just have to wipe it off and remains to her. The Mishnah Zayin. Kol ha-kelim, all type of utensils that yesh lem acharayim b'toich, has a difference between the inside of the kli and the outside of the kli. And now there's the third part to the kli. V'yesh lem beis tzviya. There's also part of the kli like a handle. There's like a hole on the top part of the kli that you can put your hands in to hold the kli, grasp the kli. So a locker is like this, that if the kli becomes tumah from the outside of the kli, so then only the outside of the kli is mekabel tumah, not the inside, and not even the beis hatzviya. This part also does not become tameh. And let's say the mashkim tmeim only goes on the beisat tzviya, this handle, the place where you put your hands to hold it, then only that one place becomes tamei and not the rest. The rest remain the tor. Now Reb Tafin says, le'areva gedola, this halach applies to a big kneading board, shaleitz made out of wood. That has loch of a beisat tzviya. Since it's so big you can't hold unless you have a place to grasp it, therefore it has this halacha. Rabbi Akiva Makiva says, Lekosis, this halacha applies to cups, that since cups are made to drink, you always have water inside it, and therefore there's always water there, so therefore Yelz Rabbanan gave this kula to say this beisat tzviya has this din by itself. That if the outside of the kli is mekabel tuma, the beisat tzviya is not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Meir Remeyer says, Liyodayim ha-tmeyos v'yatoyros. That there's a difference. This halacha beisat tzviya applies in the case where yodayim ha-tmeyos, meaning, let's say you have this kli that there's water inside it, and you have your hands atamei, and you touch the beisat tzviya, so we say, we're not choshesh that the whole kli becomes tamei. Let's say there was mashkin on the outside of the kli, and you put your hands that are tamei, on the through this beisat tzviya, so we do not say the kli is makabel tumah, the kli remains tor. We're not choshesh that from the beisat tzviya you also touch the achuruf, and the ateris about yadayim ateris. That we'll see in the next mishnah the difference. Amr Reb Yosef Yosi says li amru elu yadayim ateris bavadi. He says no, it's a law of beisat tzviya only applies to when your hands are tor, like we'll see in the next mishnah, and not when your hands are tum. When hands are tum, you don't have the chiluk between the Beis HaTzviya and the rest of the back of the Kli. Yeah, Mishnah Ches, Ketzad, what's the case of the Mishnah before that if your hands are Tor, we have the difference between the Beis HaTzviya of a Kli and the back of the Kli? So Mishnah says, HaYayod of Torah, let's say your hands were Tor, but it was wet, you had the mashkin, you have some liquid on your hands, but your hands was Tor. V'yachuri HaKos Tmeim, at the back of the Kli was Tomei. Now the question is, if your hand touches the back of the kli, so the wetness of your hand becomes tummy, that's matami your hands. But the case was you did not touch the back of the kli, but rather achazay bebeisat tzviyosayim. Your hands only touch like this part that you hold the kli with, you grab onto the kli with your hands, like you put your hands into that little hole where you can hold up the kli. So chiddush is ein nechoshes, you don't have to be afraid. Shem anitim liyodav, maybe your hands became tamei, the wetness, the water on your hands became tamei, biachuri occurs from the back of the kli. Therefore we said there's a chilek between the back of the kli and the beisat and sviyosai, this is a kula we have, that if your hands were tor, they remain tor. Now a new halacha. Ha-kois, dachur ha-kois, now a new halacha. Ha-yishoysa ba-kois, a person was drinking from a cup, shachurav tameim, that the back of the kli was tamei, and now he just touched it with regular hands that were not wet, so it only doesn't become tamei. Is ein chosh, you don't have to be afraid. Shema nitmo hamashke shebepiv. When you're drinking from this mashke, maybe the wetness, the mashke, the water that goes into your mouth, maybe that water became tamei b'achuri akos from the back of the kli. And b'choz v'tim yakos, and that goes now as matama the kos itself, you don't have to be afraid. That since we don't see it, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe the wetness from your mouth went on the back of the kli and became tummy. Kumkum, let's say you have a kettle of hot water, shumatir, that's boiling, bubbling. As ein achosh, you don't have to be afraid. Shem mayotza mashkin mitoicha, maybe some wetness, some liquid from inside it, went v'nogo b'churv and touched the outside of the kli that was tummy. V'choz v'toicha, and then that water came back inside, and now should make the inside of the kli tummy. You don't have to be afraid. Is all cooler since mashkin, that's metama keli, is only midrabanan. You don't have to be afraid these things happen. Mishnah Tes, klei ha-kodesh, any type of utensils that you're using for kodshim, to be used for kodesh, then the locker is ein lem acharayim v'toich, they don't have any difference between the back of the kli and the inside of the kli, v'ein lem beis tzviya, they don't have the special kula of the part of the kli that you hold for handle to hold on to it. Therefore, when any part becomes tamei, the whole thing becomes tamei. At the Mishnayis before, we're only talking about for truma. But the Geat HaKodesh, the other Rabbanim were more machmer, the whole kli becomes tamei. Another chumra of Kodesh is, v'yein matibilim kelim b'tar kelim la-kodesh. You can't be toivel two kelim, one inside another, if it pertains to Kodesh for Hegdish. If it only pertains for truma, you're allowed to. But for Kochum, the Rabbanim were more machmer than maybe the inside kli would weight, be heavy, and lean on the inside kli to be a chatzitza. Kol ha-kelim yodin de-tumosim ha-machshovim. Any kli, if it's a question whether it's finished yet, whether it's completely made, that's mekabel tuma. And sometimes, really, you should finish it yet. But you have a machshov in your mind to leave it and use it the way it is right now. So if you have in your mind to use it the way it is, it's called a finished kli, and it would be mekabel tuma. But v'yenim oylim de-tumosim el-mishinu maisa. But once the kli, let's say, was mekabel tuma, now you decide to change it and to still work with it to make it into a finished kli. So now that you change your mind, you cannot make it like it's not a kli to make it tor, but rather you have to do a shino mais, you have to do an action now to mevatel, to take away the shame kli of it. Because the klal is shehamaisa mevatel miyad hamaisa. One mais, one action could break, could stop another action. Or miyad machshava could also stop a machshava. Like here, if you had a machshava first to use the kli, let's say the skin, to use the skin the way it is now for a mat, and then you do a maisa to it to show you want to use the skin to make a shoe out of it, so you can mevatel that machshava with a maisa. O machshava, the klal is though, o machshava in mevatel. If you only have a machshava, just think of that. We'll continue on the other side. And the klal is that shahamaisa mevatel miyad hamaisa. If you do one action to it, that could stop, could break a different action you did. O miyad machshava, then we'll go boss of this last maisa of what you did. That's what's kaveh, whether it's called the kli or not called the kli. But on machshav, if you only think in your mind to break the kli, einam abatelas, that cannot break loy miyad maisa, not if you first did an action of finishing the kli, and then you change your mind with machshav, that says not finished, you want to do more, that machshav cannot stop it. The same thing, the pshita, loy miyad machshav. Let's say first you had a machshav to use the kli the way it is right now. So that machshav made the kli into a kli. And then you change your mind, you have a machshava to fix it up more, that does not stop, that does not break the kli. Because that's the cloud. To break something, you need bedavka or maisa to break, whether it was first a machshava or first a maisa. Yeperek Chovov, Mishnalev, Sandal Imki, a sandal that's made in this place called Imki, or else the kiss shel shenotzois. If you have a kiss, you have like a bag that's made of laces, that you use laces to close it up. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Af kfifas mitzvus, even a type of a basket made like in mitzvus in Mitzrayim that was made from leaves of a dekel of a palm tree. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also says, Af sandal lotki, even sandals come from this place lotki, kiyotze ben, you all have the same halacha. What is the Mishnah saying? They all have this kula that harei elu mitamin umitarim shloi buman. These kelim, they're very easy to make. You don't have to be a craftsman to make it. Any regular person can make them. It's a simple sandal, just like a sole, a piece of leather, and then they have straps to strap it onto your foot. See, even a regular person, when he makes it, it called the kli, it becomes tamei. And when he takes the strings out, his mevatel the shem kli, becomes tor. That's called the re'elu, these type of simple kelim, mitamen become tongue when you put the string through them, or mitamen they become tongue to take the string out. Shloi bumen, you don't need a craftsman, a regular person could do this. Omri Abiyasi says, Valoi kola kelim, what's the chiddish? All utensils are this way. Mitamen mitarem shloi bumen, that whoever you are, if you make the clean, it's usable right now, it's called the clean to mekabel tuma. Now when you do something to it that's not usable, it becomes tor. You never need really an umen, a craftsman, to make the kli into a kli. Shehed yit aval elus. If so, what Rabbi Yossi is saying, what's the chiddush of these kelim here? Avelu afa pi shein mutarin. Even though the strings are not attached to these sandals, still tameim. Still the mekabel tuma, still called the kli. That's the chiddush. Why? Shehed yit yochol achzirim. Because even a regular person can put the strings back in, so therefore it's not called the kli's bottle. It always has a shem kli on it, since it's so easy to put the straps into it. Loi omru, it was only said al mekfifas mitzris. It was only said by this basket made of mitzris that you put it made from the leaves of the palm tree. Shaf umen and yochol achzira. No, it was only said that this type of a basket, when you take out the strings, does it become tor? It's not called the kli. Only this type of a basket. Because even for craftsmen to put the leaves, to put the laces back in it, it's very hard. So therefore, when you take them out, it's bottled the shem kli. But these other top kelim, since it's so easy to put the laces back in again, even when the laces go out, still the kli is called the kli, still it's makabel tum. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Kis shel shenotzos. You have this bag that has a lot of laces. It's made of laces. Shenitlu shenotzos. Even though the laces were taken out, tome, still the bag is called a kli. It's still makabel tuma. Nifshat. Let's say that would spread out. It came flat. The whole skin became flat. Then Torah. Then it's not called the Beis Kibbul. Remains Torah. Tola olav es hamatleis milmatam. Let's say you put a patch like of skin on the bottom of it to make it a Beis Kibbul, still receive things. Then it becomes a kli again. It's makabel tuma. Kis l'toch kis. Let's say you have one bag inside another bag. So lochurish shenit mechod mehen b'mashke. If one of them becomes tamei from mashke tamei, the lochurish lo nitma chaveru. The other one does not become tamei. Again, since this tumas mashkin is only tamei midrabbanim. It's only mitam mekelim midrabbanim. Therefore, the bonim made this kula that if one becomes tamei, the other one does not become tamei. Tzvor harmagolius, let's have a piece of skin that you're wrapping up in it some gems, some magolius, some pearls in it. Locher is tamei, it's called the Beis Kibbul, therefore it's makabel tuma. What about tzvor hamoiz? Let's say you wrap up money in it. Reb Lezer, Matam Reb Lezer says yes, it's still called the kli, it's makabel tuma. It's not called the kli, since you open it up all the times, therefore it's not called the kli, it's Torah, it's not makabel tuma. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Kaf loite koitzim. You have the gloves that people use when they pick off thorns to protect the hands. It's Torah. This glove is not makabel tuma because it's not made le kabolo. It's only made to protect you. It's not called a kli. Ha zoin v'harbir koyer. Ha zoin, that's a type of skin made like for an apron. Rels v'harbikayim, a type of skin that's made to put over your knees to protect you. So these things are tamei, the makabel tuma. These things have a Beis Kibbul. You receive things in them. It's called the Beis Kibbul. It's makabel tuma. Vehar shar vulin. These are type of gloves made from skin. Is tamei. These are yer makabel tuma. Some cycles there. It's called the pshute kli or, but it has a tzuros of a kli on it. Looks like a kli. Therefore, it's makabel tuma. Vehar prak limin is terim. This is a type of a cover of skin that they used to put the hands inside it. So it doesn't have a tzuras of a kli. These things are tyrim. For chol beis atzbois, any type of a covering of skin that's meant to put your hands inside it, is also tyrim. It's not makabel tuma. They don't have a tzura. They don't look like a kli. Chutz mishol kayotzim, one of these protectors that the thorn pickers use, why are they makabel tuma? Bifnei shehi makabel es hasoig. Because they put inside these pieces of skin the peris, the pre of the tree that they collected from. They put that pre, called the pre-oig, inside it. So the oig is a small tree that has flowers on it. And the berries on it are fit to eat. Now, nikro, let's say the base at spoils height, where you put your hands in there, it got ripped. And mena makabelis as roi voig, if it can't receive most of this type of a berry inside it, it's not called the Beis Kibbul anymore. Therefore, Torah remains Torah, not makabel tuma. Mishnah Dalet. Sandal shenifseko achas miyoznov. You have this sandal that one of its straps came off. They have usually two straps, so it can still be used. V'tikno. And then you masakan the strap that came off. So lochuris tomei medrus. Still it's makabel tumas medrus because it was a kli and still is a kli. What's going to be nifsiko shani? Let's say the second strap comes off. The sikno, even though you fix the second strap, now tomina medrus. The first tumas medrus that it received from before both straps fell off, that tuma goes off. Because now the maisa, both those straps that were on then, came off. Even though you fixed it up, it's called like a new kli now. So the old kli loses its tumas medrus. Avotome magan medrus, but it has a locha now like a rishon tuma. Because when the second one came off, it was like now touching the tumas medrus. Therefore, it's not an av anymore. Instead, it becomes a rishon tuma. What's going to be lo hispik lesakenes rishonu? He didn't get around to fix the first strap that came off. Achenifseko shniya, until the second strap came off. So right now, both straps are off. It's not called the kli. Therefore, Torah, the kli becomes Torah legamri. What's going to be nifsak akevoi? let's say the piece of skin of the heel on the bottom of the sandal that came off, nitel chotmoy, or else the toe part of it came off, or shenechlet lishnaim, or else the shoe divided up came in two, the lacher is tor, it's not called the kli anymore, it remains tor. So solium shenifsak mikol mokom, like a heelless sandal. So if any part of it breaks off, it's tor, it's not called the kli anymore, it remains tor. Minol shenifchas, let's say you have this shoe shenifchas that broke, a part of it broke off. The main makablis rev regular, most of your shoe, your foot cannot fit in there. Then tor, it's tor, it's not called the kli. Minel sha'al ha'emun, a shoe that's still on the form that the shoemaker is making it. So Reb Lezer Metar of Lezo is not called a finished kli yet. It remains tor. Vechachom Metar Nachom say no. It has a locha of a kli. Since the melecha was finished already, and even a hedyot could take it off the form, therefore it's called a kli already. Kol chamosais tsururais tohirais. It means all flasks made out of skin. If it's tied up, tohirais, it's not called a kli yet. Therefore it's tor. Chutz mishal arvim. Excluding the ones that come from arvim, they have a shem kli. They know how to tie it very strong, and therefore it's not easy to untie it, therefore that's called a kli. Rabbi Meir Rameyah says, Tsuror Shor Tohiros. If the knot is only made for a short time, it's only a tontai, then Tohiros, the flesh, is not called the kli yet, because it can't be used. Tsuror Oilam, if it was tied up to stay the way forever, then Tameyas, then it's called a good flesh, it can hold things, that's Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yasi says, Kol Chamosos Tsurois Tohiros. All flasks, even though they're tied up, still, as long as they're not sewed up, that Torah is not called a finished kli yet, it's not makabel tuma. Yeah, Mishnah, hey. Elu oirois temei medris. These are the type of skins that if a zav sits on it, it's makabel tumas or medris. Or else temes mishkav. Or shechishav olav l'shatiach. A skin that you have in mind to use it as a mat, right, to sit on. So that's makabel tuma. Or skurtia, that's a skin that you can use for an apron, or else, or kita vulia, that's a skin that you use to put on top of your bed, like for cover of the bed, or hachamor, the skin that you put on top of the donkey when you want to ride on it, or hakatun, skin that you put in front of the people that work with pishtim, with flax, in order that the flax should not stick to them, or hakatuf, skin that you put on top of your shoulders when you want to carry things that the masa, the weight should not bother you, or else or haroifa, a skin apron like that the doctor puts over him to protect him from the blood, or harisa, the skin that you put over, let's say, the cradle of the where a baby is to protect, it shouldn't get dirty, or halev shakotin, or else an apron you put over the heart of a baby, also it should not get dirty, or hakar, or hakeses, that's aura that you put on top of the mattress, top of the pillow, is medris. All these things is fit to makabel tumas medris. If a zar sits on them, they're makabel tumas medris. Or hasorik, that's the skin that you wrap around wool that was combed out, or else, or hasorik, that's the skin that the one that's combing out the wool uses to put over his knees, like not to get dirty. So these things are only these things also. Reb Lezer and the Medrus. Reb Lezer holds the Mekabel Tumas Medrus. The Chomer, the Chomer say no. Tommy Mace is only Mekabel Tumas Mace, but not Tumas Medrus, because these skins are not meant to sit on. But the locher and the locher is like the chachamim that these last two skins are not meant to sit on. Therefore, it's not makamal tumas medris, only tummy mace. Mishneh vav av ksus, that's the skin that you use to cover up clothing. Or else v'sachr ksus, skin that's used that you wrap up clothing in, is medris. These type of skins sometimes you sit on. Therefore, the are makamal tumas medris. Av argomon, a skin that's used to cover up this purple type of wool, or else v'sachr chagomen, this type of wool that you wrap up the purple wool in it. Tiretz machlik is beshamir, and beshamir says medris. Yes, you do sit on these things, and the makabel tumas medris. Ubeisilor Mesil says no tummy mace. These things are makabel a tumas mace. Or shasol chipul a kli, skin that's used to cover up kelim. Torah that's not called the kli at all. It's not makabel tuma. The mishkolas, let's say the skin is used to cover up weights on mishkol. Then tuma, yes, it's makabel tuma. It has a shem kli, it has a base kibble to it. It's makabel tuma. Rabbi Yosi Mitar, Rabbi Yosi says no. It's Torah Mishavoviv and the name of his father. Rabbi Chalafta, he says this skin is Torah. It's not fit to be used. Therefore, it's not called a kli. It's not makabel tuma. The Mishnah Zayin. Kol makom shein chesrei melacham. Anytime you have a kli, it's not really missing any more work to do to it. Then the lochri is machshove mitamosim. Now, if you have in mind to start to use it, so that's clearly the shame kli. It's makabel tuma. But the kol makom sheyesh chesrei melacham. Any time that the kli is still missing, it has to be fixed. It really can't be used yet by a person, but you have machshava to use it the way it is, then the lochor is ein machshava metamosan. The machshava, the thought that you have to use it, does not give it a din tumi yet, because really it's not fit to be used. Elo utzpa. The only thing, the difference is, this type of a skin that you use to cover up the merkav, to cover up like a saddle, or that you put skin that you put on top of the saddle. So this, any type of a skin is good for this, and therefore, if you have machshava to use it the way it is, it would be makabel tuma. Mishnah Ches, oirois bala bayis, skin that belongs to a private person, machshava mitamosim. If he has machshava to use it the way it is, even though he could do other things with it, but if he has machshava intent to use it the way it is, it's makabel tuma. Vishal avdom, let's say a tenor, a person that sells the skin, then ein machshava mitamosim. Even though he has machshava now, he is thinking to use it the way it is, but there he may change his mind and sell it, and then it's not fit yet to be used, let's say, to make shoes out of it. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma now. Shoganef, let's say somebody that steals something, machshava metamosim, his machshava to use it the way it is, gives it a shem kli, because tam genev is called yish bailam, the bailam was miyayish ready, and therefore, it's like you own it now, so your machshava helps. Veshel gazlin, let's say a gazlin, Ein machshava mitamosan. Tanakam holds that we do not say stam yish by a gzela, since the Bailam saw you take it, so he's not miyash, he thinks he should get it back from you. Rabbi Shimon says, chilif advorim, just the opposite. That shall gazlin, when the Bailam see that you take it from him, you're gazlin openly, then machshava mitamosan. Then for sure the Bailam is miyash, he feels he can't get it back from you anymore, and therefore you corner it and your machshava can make it into a kli, it would be makabel tuma. But Shoganef, where the Balaam did not see you, so then he's not miyash, he thinks you're an easygoing guy, he can catch you and get it back from you. Therefore, ein machshava metamosam. Bifnei shlo nisiyashu al Balaam. Shimon holds that by Ganef, the Balaam does not give up hope of getting it back. Therefore, the Ganef does not have a kinyan, therefore his machshava does not make it tame. Mishnah Tes, or shu tame medrus. Let's say you have a skin that was fit to makabel tumas medrus. A skin was made to use for a mat to sit on, and it was fit to makabel tumas medrus. Vechishev olav l'ritzuas l'sandolim. Now in your machshav, you changed your mind. You don't want to use it for a mat anymore, but now you want to use it to make skin out of it, to make shoes from it. So locheriz kivin chenosim v'yisizmol. As soon as you put the knife to start to cut this skin into pieces, to make shoes out of it, tor, then the kli is not fit to be used anymore. So therefore becomes tor. This is a loch, you have to have a maisam to be mitzim adei machshava. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Vechom or nechom say, ad shimatenu pochas mechamish tfochim. It doesn't become tor until you cut it into pieces, that's less than 5 tfochim. But if it's still 5 tfochim, then it's fit to be used the way it is, even though you put a knife to it, still it's not bottled the shem kli. Rebbe Leza ba Rebbe Tzadik Omer, afo oisa miftachas min or, is Temeya. Because even though you take this skin and you cut it up and make it into an apron, still it remains with its tumah. It was not bottled the shame kli, therefore the tumah is still there. But umina keses, if you take this skin now and you, again, umina keses, but if you make this like apron from the skin, out of the skin that was first used to cover up the bed with, or keses cover up the mattress with, then Torah, then it's not called the kli. But that's called the big shin. It's called the big change from a mattress, a mattress cover, to an apron. So therefore, by cutting it, that's called you made it into a new kli, and therefore it remains tahor. So therefore, the old tumah goes off. But if it would be mekabel new tumah, it could be mekabel new tumah. Yeah, Perek Chov Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, HaBeged Mitame Mishum Chamisha Shemus. A beged, clothing, has five different ways that it could be Mekabel Tumah. Like we'll see, either it has a loch of a base kibble, or else Mishum Medris if it's meant to sit on, or else Mishum Oil if it's on top of a mace and oil, a tent, Mishum Orig, you make it into a beged, if you weave it, you make it into a beged, no matter how small it is, still it's called a kli to mekabel tumah. Or mishum sholosh al sholos, if it was once a beged and you have a piece now torn off it, if it's three etzbois by three etzbois, it's still mekabel tumah. Now hasak, that's like a sack that's made from the hair of animals. So mishum abo, it only has four type of tumis. It's missing one that doesn't have the locha of sholosh al sholos. It never gets a shein beged. If you break off a piece of it, 3 by 3 is enough. That you don't have by a sack, by made out of hair of an animal. Or a kli made out of skin, mishum sholosh, only has 3 different things. It means it has a din of a base kibble, it has loch of tumas medrus if you sit on it, and it also has a din of tumma. But it doesn't have a loch of sholosh al sholosh, and not mishum orig, not mishum mebeged. Eight, what about a kli made out of wood? Mishum Shnaim, it only has 2 type of tumis. Either it has a base kibble, it has a shem kli, because it's a base kibble, it could receive things, or else Mishum Medris, or else something fit to sit on. But Mishum Oila doesn't have. We're talking about now a stick that's Mechubal Karka, that will not have a din oil to Matam Mishum Oil. Therefore, it only has 2. O Kli Cheres, Northly Kli Mishum Mecher, a Kli Cheres, only Mechabal, tum if it has a shem base kibble to it, that you could receive things in it. Now the Mishnah explains, Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, Metame Mishum Kli Kibble. It's only Mekabel Tumah if it has an inside that receives liquid, receives things. And therefore, Kol Shein Loi Toich B'Kli Cheres, any type of an earthly Kli that doesn't have an inside to it, Ein Loi Acharayim, does not have any back to it either, means it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. Now Moisef Olav added to this, the Kli Cheres is Eitz, a Kli Eitz, a Kli made out of wood. That even though it's a pshut that cleates, it's flat, it doesn't have any base kibble, can't receive anything inside it, but still if it's meant to sit on, it'll have a tumas moishav. V'chein tavla, same thing if you have a board, shein le lizbe, doesn't have a rim to it, that the cleates tame, if it's made out of a cleates, it'll be mekabel tumah if it's fit to sit on, it'll have a tumas moishav on it. Over kli cheres, though, if it's only made out of an earthly kli, since it doesn't have an inside to be mekabel, it's only you sit on it, is tira, it doesn't have a din tumas moishav. Now, moishav all of it to even a kli yates is or skin, shumetame mishumoholim. If you have this skin, you put over a mace, make a tent over a mace, it's also mekabel tumah mishumadin oil. It has a din kli cheres, it has a din kli kibble, it has a din of a moishav, it also has a din of an oil. Moisef olav asak, added to skin, is a beged made out of, you weave it, out of the hair of an animal, front of the izim from goat hair, shumetame mishum orig, that has a shame beged already, and no matter how small it is, if it has a shame beged to it, it's mekabel tumah, even if it's not even a tefach wide. Moisef olav a beged, added to this, not just made out of this hair of animals, but a regular material that's made out of wool, a regular beged, Shumatama Mishum Sholosh Al Sholos, that if it once had a shame beged, and now a piece came off, if it's at least the size of 3 etzbois, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, is still Choshev through Mekabel Tumah. Mishneh Beis, Ha Beged Mitame Mishum Shloisha Al Shloisha. A beged, again, that was made out of wool or made out of flax, that has a din tumah. If it's at least 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, meaning lemedris, then that's mekabel tumas medris. It has to have at least 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim to have mekabel tumas medris. Or mishum sholosh al sholosh to tome meis. That the Mishnah before said it's enough to have 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, that's ta makli negate to mekabel tumas meis or from other tumas, from a sheretz. Vashaykin to metamu tumas medrus to say it's meant to sit on, that has to be at least 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Hasak, the sack made out of the hair of animals. Abo al abo, it's on the mekabu tumah, it's at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Or a kli made out of skin has to at least be chamisha chamisha, 5 tefachim by 5 tefachim. Maputz, that's like matting a mat, has to be shishal shish, has to be at least 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Now, shavim, all these shiurim are equal, both to mekabel tumas medrus and to mekabel tumas meis. Only by a beggar there was difference between shleisha shleisha, 3 tefachim or 3 etzbois. But by the tumah of a sack, or of a or, or of a mapitz, they have the same shiurim, whether it's mekabel tumas medrus just for sitting on it, or mekabel tumas meis. Rabbi Meir says, Hasak, the asak, shiur of abo. That that we said a sack has sack, the shiur left over from it also has to be at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. As we have a sack that was big and it got ripped into pieces, the piece has to be at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim mekabel tumah. Utchilosoi, for the beginning, how big does a sack have to be at the beginning to mekabel tumah? He holds misheyigmar. It's only mekabel tumah after it's nigmar rigosa, when you finish making it. Mishnah Gimel. Let's say you want to make a beggar this cloth. It should be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. In order to mekabel tumas medrus. So through 2 tefachim is made out of the material of wool or flax. The yechod and the 3rd tefach was made from sack. From a sack. So that's no good. Because the shear of a sack is more than 3 tefachim. So therefore can't be mistarev to make this beggar 3 by 3 to mekabel tumas medrus. What's going to be shloshta min asak? 3 tefachim was made out of a sack. V'yechem min or, and the 4th tefach was made from skin. Also, it's no good because skin has to be 5 tefachim. Arba min or, let's say you had 4 tefachim made out of skin. V'yechem min amapitz, and the 5th tefach was made out of a mapitz. And all these cases tore because you don't have enough of a shear for the kli to give it a shame tumas medrus. What's going to be chamisha min amapas? Let's say you had 5 tefachim made out of mapas, out of matting. V'yechem min or, and you had 1 tefach made out of or, that would be good, because or was a smaller shear. Arba min or, let's say you had 4 tefachim made out of skin. V'yechem min asak, and the 5th tefach made out of sack, that would be good. Shloisha min asak, you had 3 tefachim made out of sack. V'yechem min abeg, the 4th tefach was made out of a beged. Is tummy, all these cases is good. And zeh klal, this is the klal. Kol shechibro loy min acham mimenu, if he had to be mashram the last tefach, a material that's more chomer, has a bigger din tumah, than about the tumah, like over here. He added for the 4th tefach, a beged, that has a chomer de gedin, is mekabel tumah with 3 tefachim, for sure it could be mashram the tefach for the sack. But min akal, if we already add on, has less of a din tumah, mimenu from it, therefore Torah, it's not called you have the beged, that was the beginning. We have 2 tefachim of a beged, and the 3rd tefach from a sack, 1 tefach of a sack is not enough. Because a sack has a more kaldic than tumah, it's only mekabel tumah by 4 tefachim. Therefore it's not mashlum the shear of a beged. Ye Mishnah Dalet, ha mekatzeya mikulam tefach a tefach, if somebody cuts off from any one of these materials before, from the mapitz, from the or, from the beged, or the size of a tefach by a tefach, and he has kavanah now to make it fit to sit on, is tamei. It's called, it could be mekabel tumas meshuv. Even though before we had shurim, you have to have 3 by 3, 4 by 4, that's only by a stam beged. But over here where you mesaknet, you cut it off, amenas to sit on, it has a shame kli, even a tefach by tefach. What's going to be mishuli hakupa? Let's say you cut off a tefach by tefach from the bottom of a basket, tefach ha-tefach is also tamei. That's also flat, you can sit on it, it's called a kli. What about mitzid ha-kupa? Let's say you cut off a piece from the side of the basket. Rabbi Shimon mitar, Rabbi Shimon says this is Torah, it's not fit to sit on because it's bent over. Lachom nechom say no, ha-mekatzaya, ha-mekatzaya, tefach ha-tefach, v'chom makim tamei. If you cut off the sides of a tefach ha-tefach of any part of a kli, and now you miyachid a certain side to sit on, it has a shame moishav on it, that if a zav sits on it, or tomei, or be metamrit, or be kabel tumas meishav. Mishnah hei, beloyoy napa v'kavro, if you have
the worn out parts of a fine sift or a coarse sift, and these were made out of skin or other material, or sheskin lishiva, now you set aside to sit on. So Rabbi Kiva Matam, Rabbi Kiva holds, yes, even though you didn't do an action to it, just the fact you set it aside, that also makes it Ruah L'Kabel Tumas Moshav. The Chacham Matar and the Chacham say, no, it's Tor, Ad Shei Katzei, until you cut it. You have to do a Maisa to it, to Miachat L'Yeshiva, then it's L'Kabel Tumas Moshav. Kisei Shalkot, let's say you have a chair that a kid used to sit on, Sheesh Lo Raglayim, it has feet to it, Alpha P, Shein Bagavetav, even though it's not high, a Tefach, Tom, it still is called the Kli, it's Ruah L'Yeshiva, L'Kabel Tumas Moshav. What's going to be choluk shel cotton? Let's say a shirt of a kid. Rav Lezer, says kosher, no matter how small it is, still it's mekabel tumah. The chum say no. Achibay kasher, it has to have the regular shurim we had before, three tvachim by three tvachim. And here, v'nimdan koch has to be able to be folded over. It has to make it into a shirt like on both sides. It has to have those shurim, otherwise it's not mekabel tumah. Mishnah Vov. Elu nimdodin kfulim. These things are measured, doubled over, since they use that way. Formalia, a type of a shoe, manol, shabet, loved, shalbar, made out of linen. Or for molina, some say it's type of a knee breeches, or else type of an underwear. Or mechnesain, that's the underpants. For koiva, a hat. For kish, shalpundia, a money belt. Or matlish, shatlui, al sofa. We have a piece of garment, shetlui al sofa, that you sewed up by its hem, sim pshut if it's straight, nimdedis pshuta. If you use it straight, you only have to have one size. Bim kful, if it's used, folded over, nimdedis kful, then it has to have a double measurement in order to be makabel tuma. The way you use it, that's the type of a measurement you have to have. All right, we'll stop here, continue on the next tape.